Hello, this is Megan Altman. Welcome to the Breeze Breathing 3 Relaxation class. We will begin. Please be sure you're sitting comfortably. Your back should be supported and your legs uncrossed. If you find that your neck hurts while sitting, try to support your neck, or if necessary, you can lie down. If it's possible to sit up while practicing these techniques, it will help you to stay awake, which is preferable while learning them. But if necessary, you can certainly lie down with your neck comfortably supported. We're going to practice several breathing techniques today that you can use to stimulate your nervous system's relaxation response. Studies show that relaxation practice 4 to 7 times a week can reduce your migraine frequency and severity by 40 to 70%. You can use the recording of this session to practice these techniques. We have several other breathing recordings available at freemybrain.com, as well as teleclasses of breathing and guided visualization sessions, which you can use to strengthen your relaxation response. In today's class, we're going to use some breathing and movement combinations. If you have a wireless phone and a headset, you may be able to move around while on the call. Otherwise, you may need to do the movements from a seated position. When you're using the recording of the call, you can listen to it on an MP3 player or iPod and move around while practicing. We will begin with some 3-5 breathing. Close your eyes. Please sit with your hands resting in your lap or on your legs. This is the same basic technique we used last week in the Breeze Breathing 2 class and have used in the Breeze Breathing 1 class. Just breathe in for a gentle count of 3, 1, 2, 3, and out for a gentle count of 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe in through your nose, 1, 2, 3. And out through your mouth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. As you breathe in, let your belly gently inflate and fill with air, 1, 2, 3. As you breathe out, gently pull your abdominal muscles in to help push the air out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. While I speak, try to continue your own count in your mind of a gentle 3 to breathe in and a gentle 5 to breathe out. You don't need to push all the air out. You don't need to feel like you're completely emptying your lungs or like you're gasping in enough air to swim underwater a long ways, or anything like that. We want to keep this soft and gentle so that there's no stress or strain about it. But the idea is that you want to exhale as completely as possible so that you can take in a full complement of cleansing oxygen. Let's practice this breathing with a mantra or a word to help you relax. That could be let go. So you can say let for a count of 3, then go for a count of 5. That would be something like this. Let 2, 3, go 2, 3, 4, 5. You can count in your mind while saying the words. Let go, let go. Or breathe peace. Breathe 2, 3, peace 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe peace. Breathe peace. or you can use words that have some significance for you that you can repeat to yourself, words that are part of a prayer or that mean something to you, to help you relax in time with your breath. In yoga practice, the words hum, sa are used for the sounds the breath makes as it comes in and goes out. You can try that. It's rather stimulating to the lungs. It goes hum, hum, sa, hum, sa, like the sound of an inhale and the sound of an exhale. So let's practice breathing with a mantra, and I'll just count while you use a word that works for you. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, now you can return to breathing normally for a moment. Notice your body. Are you comfortable? Do you need to stretch, to move a little? I want you to scan your body. Start at the top of your head, and as you breathe in, just notice any points of discomfort, any points of tightness. See if you can bring the breath gently to that point in your body and let the breath blow over the tightness and help to ease it. If you feel a little tension in a shoulder, your neck, you can move it a little. Roll your neck, shrug your shoulders, move your fingers. Anything that needs to move a little bit, move your attention slowly down through your body, through your shoulders and arms, through your chest, your torso, down into your legs, and bring your breath to anything that needs a little ease. And you can also gently move a little bit, stretch, or just shift to ease any discomfort you may have. And now we're going to practice breathing with movement. Use the same slow, gentle breaths, filling your abdomen with air and pushing gently to expel the air when you exhale. From your seated position as you inhale, slowly raise your left arm. Let it move upward softly as you breathe. So you breathe in, 1, 2, 3, and raise your left arm. And exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and lower your arm. Don't worry about the movements. There's no particular way they should look or feel. Just keep them loose and relaxed and try to time them with your breath. With the next breath, raise your right arm as you inhale. 1, 2, 3, raise your arm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, lower it as you exhale. Next, inhale and lift your left leg, gently unbending it at the knee and pointing your toe upward to lift your whole leg. 1, 2, 3, and as you exhale, lower it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can bend it and lower your foot back to the floor. Feel the breath as the rhythm and the energy that enables your movements. Then with the next breath, let's do the same with the right leg. Lift as you inhale. 1, 2, 3. Unbend, toe to the ceiling. Lower as you exhale. Bend. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Foot on the floor. Now let's repeat, starting again with the left arm. Inhale and raise it. 1, 2, 3. Exhale and lower it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Right arm, inhale and raise it. 1, 2, 3. Exhale and lower it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Left leg, inhale and raise it. 1, 2, 3. Exhale and lower it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Right leg, inhale and raise it. 1, 2, 3. Exhale and lower it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's okay if you stretch a little, but this is not an exercise where you should feel any pain. We're not trying to build muscle. We're letting our breath help us move. We're feeling the flow of air as we move, imagining that the breath is helping to push our movements and pull them back down and giving us the energy and helping us flowing through our muscles, easing any stiffness and easing any pain. And you can continue breathing while I talk from wherever you are. It doesn't matter if it matches what I'm saying, but I'm back to the left arm. 1, 2, 3, up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, down. Right arm, 1, 2, 3, up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, down. Left leg, 1, 2, 3, up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, down. Right leg, 1, 2, 3, up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, down. And back to the arms, left, 1, 2, 3, up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, down. Right, 1, 2, 3, up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, down. Left leg, 1, 2, 3, up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, down. Right leg, 1, 2, 3, up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, down. Do as many repetitions as feel comfortable for you. I want you to feel relaxed. I want you to feel the breath and the energy flowing through your body. I don't want you to feel sore or worn out. You should feel a bit stimulated in your limbs as you do this. And when you practice, you can do this a bit longer than I will be talking on this tape, if you like. Because what I'd like to move on to is now, if you can, try the exercise standing and walking. Don't do this if you're dizzy or if you have severe head pain that you feel would worsen from the activity. You can try it, but if it hurts your head, sit back down or lie back down. If you remain seated or lying down, you can continue gently raising and lowering your arms and legs. If you're standing, just inhale and take a step, and then another step with your other foot. Exhale and step. And you'll find that you'll take several steps for each inhalation and several steps for each exhalation. Just use the rhythm of your breath to time your movements. If you like, you can gently, very gently, swing your arms as you walk. Swing your leg forward in a comfortable rhythm. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, swinging your legs. Hold your head up, your shoulders over your hips. Remember to fill your belly with each breath and pull your abdomen in for each exhale. And exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, swinging your legs gently forward with the rhythm of your breath. You can practice this for a walk every day, whether you're walking in the woods or a park, down a city block, or just back and forth down the hall. Let the rhythm of your breath and your body moving gently fill you with relaxation. Feel your tension drain away. If there's pain somewhere in your body, imagine as you breathe in that you can send the breath, the peace and tranquility that comes in with your breath, to wherever that pain is. As you breathe out, imagine the pain streaming out with the breath you exhale. I like to do this walking out of doors whenever possible. And look for something in the natural world. If you're lucky enough to be out of the city, where you can see trees and plants and grass, that's great. If you're in the city and you see trees, wonderful. Otherwise, you can just focus on the air moving. Something in the natural world that as you breathe, you can send with your exhalation any pain and tension that you may be feeling out into that natural world and let it absorb your pain and your tension. Let it blow away like a breeze. The world is a big place. It can absorb it. It can flow from your body. And your breath can renew you as you move. Imagine the pain streaming out with the breath you exhale. The point of this is not to push yourself. This is not an endurance exercise, although if you do it regularly, you may find that you build some stamina. This is not a strength training or weight training exercise. This is to practice relaxing your body and relaxing every part of your body and using your breathing and the natural movement of your body to relax deliberately so that you can calm your nervous system. Now let's come back. If you've been walking around, you can stop and stand, or if you're sitting in your chair, or you can come back to your chair. Let's stop. And know that you can use this at any time you feel tension. You can use the 3-5 breathing anywhere. If you use it 3 times a day for 10 minutes, you will find your system calming down overall and find yourself more able to handle stress when it comes up. You can use the tape of this call to relax your whole body when you feel the need. And I recommend that if you work sitting down, or if you sit for long periods of time and feel yourself tensing up, if you feel twinges of pain in your head, get up and move around for a few minutes. Do some gentle movement with your breathing And you may be able to push some of those triggers back and be able to calm your nervous system so that you're less likely to trigger a migraine. Thank you.